Next is a Palestinian American man speaking to the city council at Akron, Ohio.
I half of the 3,457 children killed in 3 weeks. I am quite possibly the only one in this room who has reported as a journalist from Gaza. In August 2nd of 2014, I was walking down the streets of Shajaiya, a village that is currently leveled to the ground in eastern Gaza. And I met a young man, 17 years old, his name was Alaa Balata. I met him 2 days after his entire family was wiped out by an Israeli tank shell on July 29, 2014. And I met him as he was scraping the flesh of his family off the wall. I know what genocide looks like. And yet I'm here to tell you that on October 7th, the first person I called was a friend of mine in Israel who refused to serve in the Israeli military because he did not want to occupy my people. And this friend of mine, Haggai, spent 2 years in prison for that. When I met Alaa, and he realized who I was and where I came from, he asked me, he said, in a state of shock, no doubt. You could see, I don't know if anyone has seen a person who has gone through that kind of trauma. They don't process it for a while. But Alaa looked at me with his 17-year-old eyes and he said to me, why? Why do Americans support this? And I think today, I pray to God that Alaa is still alive. I really do. But the chances of him being dead are too high, dear Council of Akron. And you must condemn what is being done with our tax dollars today. And you must do it not just because it's the right thing. You must do it because it is written into your DNA as a city. Down the street, there is a John Brown house. Down the street, there is a John Brown house. And 20 years after John Brown was hanged by our federal government, Frederick Douglass stood in front of a crowd and he said, they could kill him, but they could not answer him. Answer the 3,457 children in Gaza. Answer them. Stand up for what's right. Free Palestine.
Thank you.